This audio program is presented by Trafalgar Square Books, a small Vermont publisher. Trafalgar Square Books presents Never Trust a Sneaky Pony, written and read by Madison Siemens, MS-DVM.
This book is dedicated to my fellow crazed horse fanatics. We share a common passion for reasons non-horse people can never comprehend, to spend our lives in the company of horses. I am thankful for those folks because, as much as I love a horse, I have never had one call me on the phone.
Foreword by Michael Sheffield, DVM. Madison Siemens is a remarkable veterinarian, horseman, artist, philosopher, poet, writer, musician, friend, and teacher. This book is a compilation of life experiences, cases, patients, acquaintances, and events recounted in a way that invites the reader into one of our vet school study sessions. A description of the presentation, a close evaluation of the situation, and then a clear, concise, no-frills discussion of what's really going on in the horse and how it needs to be addressed. All in a matter-of-fact delivery, often humorous, sometimes painful, but always touching. Reading this book gave me a rich feeling of good fortune. I'm fortunate that Dr. Siemens is my friend, and how fortunate are those horses who've had him as their doctor and advocate.
I bet you're a dogger.
These were the first words spoken to me by my future friend, Dr. Siemens. I was sitting on the tailgate of a pickup at a vet school howdy party in College Station, Texas, at the end of our first week of school in late August of 1981. It was hot out there, but not as sweltering as it was inside the dance hall, so some of us had stepped out for some air. I looked over at the seemingly friendly, smiling, glinty-eyed individual with a bushy mustache and cowboy hat sharing the tailgate with me and wondered, what brought that up? I replied that although I had indeed been on the slobbery end of a few bull calves, soon-to-be steers, I had, in fact, never been a bulldogger, where it's required that one launches himself from a running horse onto a running steer. Oh, well, I thought maybe you were. You just kind of looked like you had, was his reply. And at the time, I wasn't entirely sure whether or not that was a compliment. I suppose physical appearances, I had played college football at a small university in South Texas, can lead to some assumptions. Our professional curriculum had just begun on Monday of that first week of a four-year odyssey, and none of the 135 of us really knew each other yet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?